Welcome to the Model Railroader, your ultimate destination for all things railroading. From trains.com, we bring you step-by-step modeling and construction projects, insightful reviews, tips from the experts, and more. This program is proudly presented by the Audio Information Network of Colorado, dedicated to providing accessible content for all. Find us at aincolorado.org. This program is intended to be used solely by individuals with barriers to print. All aboard!
Thank you for joining us for Model Railroader Magazine. My name is John Arnold, and today I will be reading articles from the January 2024 issue. Visit us at trains.com. From the editor, Celebrating 90 Years of Model Railroader, by Eric White. 9 decades ago, Al Kalmbach and 2 apprentice printers boarded a streetcar with their new prize, the first issue of the Model Railroader. From a little concrete block print shop in West Allis, Wisconsin, the publication has grown to be distributed around the world, reaching hobbyists both in print and on the web. In our 90 years, we've published more than 1,000 issues. We passed that milestone in April 2017 and shared tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of ideas to help hobbyists build the best model railroads they could. We've covered a lot of change in the hobby. When Al and his buddies started this magazine, building a gondola out of sheet metal and copper rivets was standard procedure. Many early model railroaders were machinists because those skills were necessary to make the parts they needed to build their models. Getting a train to operate was an achievement. Building a layout with working signals was a pipe dream. But we've seen that dream come to pass. Along with precision, manufactured, ready-to-run models that took the place of once unimaginable plastic kits. Power systems had gone from an array of automobile batteries to a tiny wall wart power supply that runs the computers in your locomotives. And it's not just the trains that have evolved. Scenery techniques have grown leaps and bounds from asbestos-impregnated plaster and dyed sawdust to ground foam and static grass. What we're building today sometimes looks realistic enough in photographs to be confused with the real thing. But we're not done yet. We'll keep bringing you stories to help you build the layouts you've dreamed of and featuring the modelers who will push the hobby forward. We'll be looking at that right here in this issue. Check out the project inspired by track planning guru John Armstrong on page 28, electronic stories on page 33 and 81, and map tips from Tony Coaster starting on page 66. We're also addressing a hole in the model railroad universe by inaugurating a Model Railroad Hall of Fame. We'll nominate our picks each month, then direct you to a poll online where you can weigh in. At the end of the year, we'll induct our inaugural class. One last bit of looking back. You might have noticed for the first time in decades, we're not publishing a column about digital command control in the magazine. Our most recent DCC columnist, Alan Gartner, retired with the December issue, as he mentioned at the end of that column. When we started DCC Corner in 2003, DCC was still unfamiliar to many readers, and that's no longer the case. We decided it was time to retire the column as well. Contributing to Model Railroader, we welcome contributions from readers, including articles, photographs, and drawings. For more information on submitting material, email editor Eric White at ewhite@kalmbach.com, KALMBACH.com. Model Railroader assumes no responsibility for the safe return of unsolicited material. We assume unsolicited material is intended for publication by Kalmbach Media, unless otherwise noted. We assume letters, questions, news releases, and club news items are contributed gratis. News and reviews. Atlas celebrates 100th anniversary. Stefan Chaffin Sr. founded Atlas Tool Company in 1924 as a general machine shop in New Jersey. His son, Stefan Chaffin Jr., joined the business in 1933. By 1947, the two had their first factory built in Hillside, New Jersey, producing the first practical rail joiners, pre-assembled turnouts, and flex track. Atlas Tool Company Incorporated was officially incorporated as a New Jersey company on September 30, 1949. Today, the Atlas Model Railroad Company product range includes much more than track. The business produces an assortment of locomotives, freight cars, signals, lighting, structures, and accessories from Z through O scales. To commemorate its centennial, Atlas has partnered with New Jersey Transit to wrap full-size Bombardier's ALP-45DP locomotive number 4503 in 100th anniversary artwork. After the official unveiling ceremony, date to be announced, the locomotive will be in revenue service on New Jersey Transit routes. Modelers will be able to operate their own version of the NJT number 4503. The HO scale direct current model is priced at $179.95, and the version featuring DCC and sound is $289.95. The N-scale direct current model is priced at $159.95, and the version featuring DCC and sound is priced at $269.95. In addition to the models of the locomotive, matching multi-level trailer cars and cab cars will be available. For more information on this project, visit shop.atlasrr.com. Rapido holds annual U.S. dealer open house. Rapido Trains held its annual U.S. dealer open house on Monday, October 16, 2023, at the Valley Railroad in Essex, Connecticut. Dealers who participated in the event were treated to a ride behind New Haven Mikado's number 3025 and on a riverboat down the Connecticut River. A meet and greet was held at the same location the day before for the general public. The event was headlined by a wealth of new announcements from Rapido, with the popular one being the new HO scale Electromotive Division SD7s, SD9s, and SD10s. The models will be painted for multiple roads, including Bessemer and Lake Erie, Denver and Rio Grande Western, Burlington Northern, and Milwaukee Road. Conditional releases of the SD10 are Dakota, Minnesota, and Eastern and Sioux Line. Passenger modelers were excited to learn about the conditional release of the Northern Pacific Day-Night Lightweight Coach in HO. Paint schemes will include Northern Pacific in both Louis and Streamline schemes, and Northern Pacific / Chicago, Burlington, and Quincy in the Lowly scheme. Two new HO freight cars were also announced, the Enterprise Covered Hopper and Pennsylvania RRH21 Coal Hoppers, both in multiple class options. To see all of the new announcements, visit trains.com. Rapido Trains HO Scale GE U25B. Written by Coney Grievno, Senior Editor. A newly tooled General Electric U25B has joined the Rapido Trans HO Scale locomotive lineup. The model, offered in high and low short hood versions, features railroad-specific details. Our sample is decorated as Union Pacific 627, one of 16 U25B rostered by the railroad. The UP had 11 units with high short hoods, 625 through 623 and 634 through 636, and 5 with low short hoods, 633 and 637 to 640. The full-size 627 went into service on August 11, 1961. In Diesels of the Union Pacific, The Classic Era, Volume 1, by Don Strack, Withers Publishing, 1999, it notes the 627 was involved in a wreck on November 23, 1968, in Aikens, Kansas. Union Pacific retired the unit in August 1970 and traded it to General Electric in August 1971. The balance of UP's U25B fleet was retired in September 1972. The Rapido Trains GE U25B has a mix of injected mold plastic, die-cast metal, and etched metal construction. The sills, walkways, pilots, and steps are a single unit. The long and short hoods and cab are separate pieces. Details on the high short hood versions we received include factory installed and painted wire grab irons, printed number boards with illuminated number boxes, and working classification lights. The light-emitting diode headlights aren't directional. Function F0 controls the front headlight, F13 the rear. The cab on the UP model is well detailed with cab sunshades, armrests, and wind deflectors. Separate factory-applied windshield wipers are mounted above the end cab windows. A round vent is at top center of the cab. The interior is detailed with seats and control stands with illuminated gauges. Etched metal screens are located on the sides and top of the radiator section. Dynamic brake grids are visible through the screens on the side. A freestanding ladder is located on the brakeman side of the long hood. I compared the Rapido Trains U25B to a prototype drawing in the 1966 edition of Car and Locomotive Cyclopedia of American Practice, Simons Boardman Publishing Corp. The model's dimensions match or are within scale inches of the published data. The armor yellow and harbor mist gray paint is smooth and evenly applied. The reporting mark, road number, and road name on the front of the short hood are a bit lower than what I saw on the prototype photos of the 627. Rapido offers the HO scale U25B in direct current or with an ESU lock sound V5 sound decoder. Our sample has the latter. I tested our sample using an NCE power cab. At step 1, the model crawled along at less than 1 scale mile per hour. At step 28, the locomotive clipped along at 69 scale miles per hour. The top speed of the full-size engines ranged from 70 to 85 miles per hour, depending on the gear ratio. I then took the model over to our Milwaukee, Racine, and Troy staff layout for further testing. The unit handled a freight train with no issues and muscled 13 50-foot boxcars up to 3% grade between Bay Junction and Sky Ridge. The U25B was an important diesel in GE's history, and Rapido Trains has done a good job capturing the distinct lines of the prototype. The four-axle road locomotive would look right at home on the point of an HO freight train from the 1960s through the 1980s. Facts and features. Price, direct current, $239.95. With ESU Look Sound V5 sound decoder, $349.95. Manufacturer, Rapido Trains, 500 Alden Road, Unit 21, Markham, Ontario, Canada, L3R5H5. Website, rapidotrains.com. Era, August 11, 1961 to November 23, 1968, as decorated. Road names: Low Short Hood, Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe; Erie, Lackawanna; Great Northern, New York, New Haven, and Hartford, and Penn Central; High Short Hood, General Electric Demonstrator, St. Louis, San Francisco, Frisco, and Union Pacific. 1 to 4 road numbers per paint scheme. Features: correctly gauged wheels, metal knuckle couplers at correct height, a weight of 15.4 ounces. DCC Concepts Aegis Upgrade for Power Cab. Larry Puckett, Contributing Editor. The NCE Power Cab Digital Command Control System, DCC, is popular for its ease of use, menu-driven prompts, and reliable programming capabilities. However, it does have a few limitations. It only has about 1.8 amps output. It doesn't have a separate programming and main track power connections, and the power cab throttle must remain plugged in at all times while in use, limiting walk-around options if only one throttle is available. DCC Concepts has just introduced the Aegis system to address these limitations and further enhance power cab performance. The Aegis system maintains all of the functions of the power cab while providing increased track power, wireless throttle capability, and a range of other features. The basic Aegis system includes the base station, 24-volt DC, 5-amp power supply and wireless transmitter, handset cap, and lanyard for the throttle. The NCE power cab throttle is not included with the Aegis system. The base station contains a DCC booster, which can provide track power of 14, 15, 17, or 18 volts at 5 amps continuously. And that 5 amps continuous rating means just that, not 3 amps for normal running and 5 amps for short peaks. This impressive power rating is made possible in part by the 24-volt DC 5-amp regulated power supply. It also has output terminals for both main track DCC power and a service mode programming track. On the panel's face are lighted push buttons to turn the system on and off, reset it when the short occurs, switch between programming and operations, issue an emergency stop command, and pair a wireless transmitter. 3 sockets are provided on the face for connecting the power cab for main track operations and programming, and to connect DCC Concepts Alpha products. There are additional sockets on the rear of the base station for connecting other devices and fascia panels. The built-in circuit breaker is designed to protect against overloads and shorts on the layout. A manual reset switch located on the front of the base unit blinks red when the short or overload occurs, and power stays off until the problem is eliminated. A wireless receiver unit built into the base station allows the power cab to communicate with it via the included portable transmitter. Once the transmitter is paired to the base and the power cab is plugged into it, the tethered throttle becomes a walk-around throttle. And while wirelessly paired to the base station, it still provides the DCC command station functions. Pro cab and utility wired throttles can be used with the Aegis by connecting them to the RJ12 command bus, but they aren't compatible with the Aegis wireless transmitter due to the design differences between them and the power cab. A power cab must be plugged into the base station for wired throttles to operate. Though the power cab wasn't designed to program and operate trains at the same time, the Aegis system compensates by automatically switching between the main and programming output terminals when programming is switched on and off. When programming is turned on, power to the main track is automatically shut off. When the main track is turned back on, the programming track is shut off and receives main power. Consequently, an isolated programming track can be located anywhere on a layout. Because the wireless system is unidirectional, the power cab throttle must be plugged directly into the programming socket in the base station when used for service mode programming. However, it can be used wirelessly for programming locomotives on the main. The Aegis system seems an ideal solution for power cab owners looking for a way to get more power for their growing locomotive fleet or to operate an expanding layout. The ability to easily convert the power cab into a wireless walk-around throttle and the enhanced programming track operation both add to the appeal of the Aegis. To see a video demonstration of the Aegis system, visit my YouTube channel, Model Railroading with the DCC Guy, on the Model Railroader website. Facts and figures on DCC Concepts Aegis. Price, US dollars $505.33. For U.S. customers ordering direct from the manufacturer, price may vary based on the exchange rate. Manufacturer, DCC Concepts Limited, Unit E, the sidings, Settle BD249RP, United Kingdom. Website, dccconcepts.com. North American sales come from Iron Planet Hobbies at ironplanethobbies.com and Kingston Locomotive Works, locomotiveworks.ca. Features, 24-volt DC 5-amp power supply, user selected 14, 15, 17, or 18-volt track voltage. Atlas N-Scale EMD SD9 diesel locomotive by Cody Gravino, senior editor. The Atlas N-Scale Electromotive Division SD9 is no stranger to the manufacturer's catalog. The latest release features a couple of firsts for the six-axle road locomotive, a factory-installed speaker in Silver Series direct current models, and the ESU LockSound V5 sound decoder in Gold Series digital command control versions. Electromotive Division produced the SD9 from January 1954 through June 1959. The locomotives, rated at 1,750 horsepower, were equipped with a 16-cylinder 567C diesel engine. During the course of the production run, 471 SD9s were built for railroads in the United States. Our sample is decorated as Burlington Northern 6187. The prototype was built as Chicago, Burlington, and Quincy 440 by EMD in August 1957. When the CB&Q, Great Northern, Northern Pacific, and Spokane, Portland, and Seattle merged in March 1970, the road locomotive became part of the BN fleet. The SD9 spent most of its career in BN's Chicago region, working primarily out of the Clyde Yard in Cicero, Illinois, a western suburb of the Windy City. Burlington Northern retired the 6187 on June 12, 1986. The Atlas model has a multi-piece plastic body, consisting of the sills/pilots, long and short hood, and cab. The pilot footboards, handrail, uncoupling leather, and MU hoses are molded. The long hood features a mix of molded and separate parts. The dynamic brake fans, radiator fans, and exhaust stacks are molded, and small nubs represent the lift rings. The model has a single and two chime air horns behind the cab on the long hood. Prototype images show the 6187 with two single chime horns, one each on the long and short hoods. The fuel and main air reservoir tanks are cast as a single piece that press fit over the die-cast metal chassis. The filter cap and sight gauges are picked in red on the BN model. The full-size 6187 had a single fuel tank. Our sample is neatly painted in BN's Cascade Green and Black scheme. The SD9 and the Clyde stencils are on the sill. Both added to the prototype late in its career were only on the engineer's side of our sample, but they were also on the brakeman's side on the prototype. I compared the model drawings found in the 1956 edition of the Locomotive Cyclopedia of American Practice, Simmons Boardman Publishing Corp. The Atlas EMD SD9 closely follows published dimensions. To release the shell from the chassis, I held the fuel tank with one hand and wiggled the shell up with the other. The motor, framed by two flywheels, is centered in the chassis. The motherboard spans the motor and flywheels. The decoder is attached to the motherboard on the cab end. The speaker is located above the rear truck. I tested our ESU LockSound V5 equipped model with an NCE power cab. At step 1, the model moved at 2 scale miles per hour. The model achieved a top speed of 67 scale miles per hour. The top end speed for full-size D9s ranged from 55 to 89 miles per hour, depending on the gear ratio. I also ran the locomotive on our Milwaukee, Racine, and Troy state line route layout. The SD9 led freight over the main without incident. The EMD SD9 has been part of the Atlas Classic range for more than 2 decades. Though the model had a few detailed discrepancies with the BN prototype, I was impressed at its realistic speed range straight from the box. The Atlas SD9 is a solid performer, whether it's working the yard or in charge of a road freight. Facts and figures. Price: direct current model with factory installed speaker, $144.95. With ESU LockSound V5 sound decoder, $254.95. Subtract $10 for undecorated models. Manufacturer: Atlas Model Road Company, 378 Florence Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey, 07205. Their website is shop.atlasrr.com. Era: early 1970s to June 1986, as decorated. Road names: new road numbers, Burlington Northern, Conrail, and Southern Pacific. New paint schemes, Central and Georgia and Montana Rail Link, 2 numbers per scheme, although available undecorated with and without dynamic brakes. Features: Accumate couplers at correct height. Weight: 2.5 ounces. Metal wheel stubs mounted on plastic axles in gauge. Micro Trains Scale Mill Gondola by Cody Gravino, Senior Editor. The 65-foot mill gondola is the latest addition to the Micro Trains line N-scale freight car lineup. The injection-molded plastic model features positionable drop-ins, metal wheel sets, and body-mounted magnematic couplers. The Micro Trains gondola is based on the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe class GA-47 prototype, built by General American Transportation Corp., GATC, in 1937. The gondolas in this class were numbered 170850 through 170874 and had a 1,777 cubic foot capacity. Our sample is lettered as Santa Fe 170902, part of the railroad's 170875 through 170924 series, built by GATC in the 1940s. The class GA48 gondoliers were built to the same specifications as the GA47 cars. The model uses plastic and die-cast metal construction. Most of the details, such as the grab irons, stirrup steps, and poling pockets, are molded. The tack board, located near the middle of the car, was omitted. This would be easy to add with an aftermarket detail part or strip of styrene. Modeler installed uncoupling levers made of engineering plastic in a close color to the paint of the body are included with the car. The gondola comes with a removable, one-piece, cast resin pipe load. If run empty, you can see the rivet detail and raised panels for the body bolsters and cross bearers on the car floor. Rivet and tie-down ring detail is missing from the sides of the interior, perhaps to make it easier to install and remove loads. The dreadnought ends are separate, positionable pieces. To the lower ends, gently lift them straight up until the two corner tabs disengage from the slots in the car floor. Then, with a light touch, press the ends over the nub on the car sides and lay them flat. The ends were lowered on full-size gondolas when the loads, such as creosote-treated pilings, were longer than the car. Though the model includes a load, I appreciate that Mycotrans modeled a dreadnought detail on the inside and outside of the end pieces. Nicely done. Since the gondola has drop ends, the brake wheel is located on the side of the car. The Mycotrans model has molded brake wheel housing, brake chain, and retainer valve. The brake wheel, installed at the factory, is molded by engineering plastic. Though the part is unpainted, the plastic closely matches the body color. Underneath, the car features plastic and die-cast metal parts. The draft gearboxes, body bolster, bolster blocks, and roughly 1/4 inch of the center sill on each end are plastic. There are 4 oval-shaped recesses on each bolster so that the wheel sets do not rub the underbody. The portion of the underbody between the trucks is die-cast metal. The center sills, cross members, brake appliances, support brackets, rods, and levers are all cast details. Our sample is neatly painted, mineral brown with white graphics. The lettering placement matches builder's photos of the full-size 170902 and Santa Fe's open-top cars, flat gondola, and hopper cars, 1902 to 1959, by Richard H. Hendrickson, Santa Fe Railroad Historical and Modeling Society, Incorporated, 2009. The wrought steel wheels stenciled below the road number on the car was omitted. The gondola has pin-mounted solid bearing trucks with correctly gauged 33-inch insulated metal wheel sets. The body-mounted magnematic couplers are at the correct height. With the pipe load, the gondola weighs 0.9 ounce, which is 0.35 an ounce too light per National Model Railroad Association recommended practice 20.1. The empty car is 0.75 ounce too light. Because of the gondola's length, the manufacturer recommends operating the car on a 15-inch or broader radius curve. I was unable to find prototype drawings of the Santa Fe GA47 gondola. However, I did find some dimensional information in the October 1947 Official Railway Equipment Register. The interior width is a scale 9 inches too narrow, which is typical of open cars because of the modeling limitations. Other dimensions closely follow published data. The Microterrain's N-scale mill gondola is a well-executed model. The car, which measures 5 inches long, will certainly stand out in a freight train, whether loaded or empty. And those body mounting couplers and metal wheel sets will be appreciated by N-scale operators. Facts and figures. Price, $32.95. Manufacturer, Mycotrans Line Company, P.O. Box 1200, Talent, Oregon, 97540-1200. Website, micro-trains.com. Era, 1940 to 1960s, as decorated. Road name, Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe in two road numbers. Features, 33-inch metal wheel set in gauge. Body mountain magnematic couplers at correct height.